Welcome to another unwatchable Sixth Sense Media video. We hope you enjoy another low effort installment by Mike and Michelle, made with a special mix of marital spite and rampant misogyny.
You have to put your phone down this time.
No, I don't.
What?
Why?
Because you went an hour and a half without your phone. Now you gotta get all the time in.
I gotta have something to. My brain needs just to have some interaction. That was just torture.
So, what did you think about another Cinema Snob movie?
Jesus Christ.
So, that's it, everybody. Night, ladies and gentlemen.
It's horrible.
What? Why was it horrible?
No, why? It wasn't even a movie.
Calm down. Calm down.
It wasn't even a movie. It was like bits and pieces of scenes that don't even make sense. No, it hurts. My head hurts. There was no reason for this.
Hey, let's bring it. There was a plot. There was a plot. The Cinema Snob made a bad movie. And then he had to travel to L.A. to see his daddy, who's a big shot producer, to try to regain whatever semblance of a career he had. And along the way, there were hijinks. It was a road movie. But it definitely was not made for you.
Or you. You didn't like it either, so...
There were things I liked.
Oh, no! Look, there's a Christmas in July area.
No, do not get distracted by Hulu. No, I've got it. No.
I got real TV. Don't even.
No, turn on Hulu off. No.
Don't even act like. No, you did not enjoy this either. So.
I did not have to go to my phone.
Do not make me. Oh, no, you zoned out watching the fish jump in the pond. Don't make me look like the only bad person here. Okay. I'm sorry, Brad, but it was not a good movie.
But why was it not a good movie for you? Because you and I have very different tastes in movies. I have to watch garbage on a daily basis.
But you're into film and all that stuff. I am not. I could care less about internet celebrities.
But we are internet celebrities.
We made us internet.
We have literally 300 followers.
Woo!
Look at all those people that show up not to watch our videos. I mean, Jesus Christ, I've got an interview with the hottest trans actress in the scene right now.
It has three
fucking views.
So, that is,
yes, internet celebrity
you
is.
You are internet celebrity.
No, I'm not even. I am just a guy that does this as a hobby, and honestly, I'm just about burnt out of doing it anymore. But you, as someone that likes more pedestrian media, you know, you like your...
More, like, finished things? More finished production?
You like period piece dramas, and you like Orville, and, sometimes Family Guy.
I like things that are well written. I like things that are well composed. Okay. I'm sorry, Brad, but
you also watch 90 Day Fiancé, and that's garbage.
Well,
so
that's just because that's horrible reality. It's just a train wreck. It's like a train wreck you can't stop watching. But this was not even a train wreck that you couldn't stop watching. It was just let me off now.
I had to bribe you with vodka, didn't I? To please sit and watch this movie with me. But not what was it about the film that you did not like? You have to be specific. You can't just say, I didn't like it because it wasn't good. Like, I could do that. I can write a review and say
one,
that.
You already know how I feel about Doug Walker, and I'm not going to say anything else. So luckily his part was minuscule. Sorry, Doug Walker, but...
He had like a good 20 minutes on screen.
That was more than enough.
Why do you not like Doug Walker?
He's not funny. He's just not funny. He's not funny. And neither his brother that played the
Rob?
Male guy.
Oh my god, you remember the name. I was actually afraid. I thought you'd be like, it was that guy with the glasses, and I thought you'd be, which one?
No.
Okay, so you didn't like the performance.
There's more than one guy with the glasses. I did pay attention.
Alright, so you didn't like the performance from either of the Walker brothers. But why?
Because it's horrible acting. It's just over. I am not a good actress.
You are expecting so much from people that don't have SAG cards. I mean,
we have
you've had to perform on screen too.
I have never said that I am an actress.
You've been on TV twice.
I've been on TV more than that, but.
Wait, there's more. we had a reality series, and then you were on Say Yes to the Dress.
I was on Say Yes to the Dress.
Hey, where's the hairstylist?
That was not Say Yes to the Dress. That was TLC Makeover Story. That was
never mind.
Say Yes to the Dress didn't even exist back then.
Oh, that was that one bitch that came to our house for the filming of the finale. Cynthia.
Huh?
The one, she was in Say Yes to the Dress, and she was in ours. Okay, so. Alright, what did you not like about the performances?
I don't understand. Okay, I'm sorry, Brad. I don't get the glasses without the lenses thing. It looks so fake.
It is part of the fake. In his costume.
But there's no lenses. Just put some fake plastic in it.
He even makes that point in the movie.
I know he makes the point in the movie, but.
I cannot suspend my disbelief that this is costume. If we watch Downton Abbey and I look and say, I bet those glasses are not prescription, you're going to go all up my ass about why it's costume. But then you're going to be like, oh, but it's Downton Abbey. It's better because it appeared on PBS.
It's PBS! Listen, we have watched those fan series, those Star Wars fan series things on YouTube.
Fan films.
There you go.
Okay.
They do a wonderful job. Okay. I'm sorry, but there's a plot. It's like a mini movie. It's like an actual mini,
correct,
highly productive movie.
It has high production values. Yes. Is that what you're trying to say, wife? Yes. Is that vodka? Did you finish the vodka? There was so little left. There's no way you could be drunk off of that.
No, but I just, okay, it's, no.
Okay. And also, those fan films are like 15 minutes long. This was an hour and 40 minutes.
Well, if you're going to spend money on it, spend the money and do it well. Otherwise, it's a waste. I spent an hour and 40 minutes of my life. I'm never going to get back watching
that. You sound like the female Doug Walker. Not Lindsay, that bitch. But you sound like...
Don't even compare me to Lindsay. I am not that bitch. Don't even... You have to make sure you take that word out of there. I am not Lindsay. Don't compare me to her. Do not compare me to her at all.
Are you crying?
No, I'm laughing, but don't compare me to her.
Like, it's not the time of the month. Why are you crying about this?
Do not compare me to her.
Okay, so because the level of acting was not up to par with fan films on YouTube.
It's just so random. Like, where did the what was the cycle guy? What is, whatever.
Bicycle?
Bicycle. What the hell? It's so random. No, it just doesn't make sense.
What was random about?
Helen just comes up, and then Shelley, and they come up to the table. Then all of a sudden, we're going on this adventure. But there's no leading up to it. It's just, okay,
yeah,
we're
was,
in this
there was
one.
That,
no, there wasn't. They're standing at the table, and the next thing you know, they're in a van. We rented a van. We're at a bar, then we rented a van. Nope, this isn't how things happen. It's like you're sitting here drunk and you smoke some meth and all of a sudden there's these, like,
oh my God,
parts that you just don't understand. Like, did you do drugs, a lot of drugs, when you're making this movie? Because it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense.
Okay. Did you miss that, like, whole, like, 10-minute scene where they were in the bar
getting
drunk?
No, they were in the bar getting drunk. I understand that, but they didn't say anything about renting a van and going to see his dad. All of a sudden, we're just in a van.
Okay.
With no coats on in the middle of snow. But hey, I'm okay in my short skirt and my midriff showing, and there's snow all around. What the fuck? It's freezing if there's snow. below freezing. You gotta be below 32 degrees.
You are nitpicking the weirdest shit.
It's a horrible. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Brad. Sorry.
Okay, alright. Let's. Oh my goodness, this is why I don't write reviews anymore. Alright. So you didn't like the acting on the part of a couple people.
I didn't like the acting on most of the people.
Okay, whose acting did you like? Oh no. Are you saying Laura?
No, like, the only one that seemed consistent was Brad.
Yeah? I think the issue is when you write a movie that you're also starring in, and you're writing a character that you play, you're going to write dialogue that you know that you can perform well. But then when you're writing dialogue for other people, and you have people that aren't acting? No, I'm not going to say that because I don't... I have not seen enough of the other actors' stuff to say if they're good or not. I've seen Tamara in a few things over the past couple years, and it's all right. But... when you write for yourself, it's a lot easier because you know, like if I were to write for me, I know exactly what I say and I know how to say what I say. That's why everyone that reads my shit is like, when I read it, it sounds exactly like you because there's no disconnect. I'm an asshole and everything I write is me writing as an asshole.
Right.
But if I wrote dialogue for you, I know it would be utterly atrocious because I'm not you.
Right.
I'm not a good writer.
So... then my point is fine and valid, because I thought Brad was consistent.
Okay. So, one person out of all the cast. What about Lloyd Kaufman at the end?
I don't know who that... I mean, I know who he played in the movie, but I don't have any context to relate him to, because I've never seen him.
What about Mazda Miata guy?
Oh, Jesus Christ. He just looks like a... I ain't gonna say it.
Okay.
I don't even know what the point of that was. Like, what was the point
that,
of it?
I think that was just for a plot convenience at the end. That there was money involved. But at the same time, you cannot intimidate me if you're driving a Mazda Miata. That'd be like me getting out of my Mini and then trying to start a fight. Well, I mean, until I actually got out of the Mini and you see that I'm... I'm 6'1" and almost 300 pounds. You're going to be like, oh, shit. Maybe I shouldn't have fucked with the guy driving the Mini.
It's just... and the part in the beginning with the spaceship,
The point. The point was for it to be a bad movie and it bombed.
Well, that's fine, but give the guy a jacket that fits him.
Which guy?
The heavyset guy.
The blue alien guy.
Blue alien guy. Give him a jacket that fits him, all right?
You made a comment about what he was doing with the gun. What was that?
I'm not going to say that.
You said that it looked like he was stroking the cock, the gun like it was a cock, stroking the cock like it was a gun. I mean, he was an NRA member.
Just a little too aggressively and stroking it a little too much, alright? I'm sorry, but he's a little too happy. Okay. Give him a jacket that fits.
Was there anything in the movie that worked for you?
The end. When it ended.
The credits? The credits were well performed. So nothing about the movie, like, because when we watched clips, you laughed at some of the clips.
The only part that was kind of funny was when we watched the clip about when they went into the kitchen and Brad's wife was there. But that was turned out to not be very funny in the movie.
So in the context of the movie, it wasn't funny, but as a standalone bit, it was funny.
It was, standalone. But then you're, like, in the movie, and it's just like, are we there yet? Are we to the end? Are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. Okay, we're still, oh, God, is it over yet? But, I'm sorry, Brad. Back to the drawing board. Make a good movie next time.
Jesus Christ!
Go back to reviewing. I like the reviews.
These films that are made by internet celebrities are strictly made for their audience and not for people like you.
Probably.
So if I were to make a movie, it probably would not appeal to you, even you being my wife.
Probably.
You'd be like, this is total shit. I'd be like, I agree.
Well, you know my feelings on YouTube. It's a YouTube.
If it starred Donut Operator, you would be moist in the pants. you would be.
He's hot. Donut operator is hot.
You'd be staring at his mustache. You'd probably have your hand in your pants and be like, "This is the greatest movie ever." And I'd be like, "It was just him talking about guns for an hour."
And maybe bark, bark, nine, nine.
So you're saying
Donut operator. That's who Brad needs in this next movie. Make a good movie. Get donut operator.
And Mark Dice.
Mark Dice? Talk about... No, because Mark Dice would conflict with the whole SJW thing, and then it would be just turning into...
Are you saying there were some social politics in this movie that you didn't like?
Of course there's social politics. It's YouTube creators. Of course there's social politics. Oh my god.
What are your constructive criticisms of this movie? Constructive, not just being a bitch. No.
I don't have any constructive criticisms. It's all going to come out wrong. So, everything I say is going to be said not correctly, so I'm not going to... If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
What have you been doing for, like, the last 20 minutes? I think it was shot well for most of the shots.
Well, that's something you know more than I do. I can't tell
you. You can look at a movie and be like, that looks like it's shot with a nice camera and a good cinematographer. But then there were things that didn't match up, like the scenes at the table at the Comic-Con, and then the stock footage of Comic-Con mixed into it. The lighting was totally
different. So I gotta say my favorite part with that is when... what's Brad's wife's name?
Laura.
Gets shot with the... bullet holes in the glass, and then the next shot, the glass is beautifully clean.
Are you saying there was a continuity issue?
There was a slight continuity issue.
I noticed that some of the Wizard World signs weren't blurred. Ooh, that could be a little bit of a legal issue.
See.
So you did not approve.
No, how many times are you going to answer
that? I'm just trying.
You did not care for it either.
Some parts I did. Mm-hmm. There was dialogue.
You just liked the part with the vagina thing.
Of course, because I'm a misogynist. Stop the press. I mean. There were parts I liked. But
I want to know more about the woman that came around from the barn with her intestines hanging out, and then they just ran away from her. I mean, come on. Where'd she go? What happened there? I think
she was dead.
No, she was standing up and said something, and then they just walked away. She was gone.
So this one random victim that was on screen for 10 seconds was something you wanted to know more about.
Yeah, why not? She's got her guts hanging out. Let's find out more.
Jesus Christ.
What? These are things.
What was that?
Is there
a sentence in there?
It's just that's my opinion. That's my opinion.
You want to make a movie now?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep.
So what are you going to watch as a palate cleanser for this?
I don't know yet.
It better not be Downton Abbey.
I've already rewatched it.
I know, but you're going to do it again.
No. Movie's coming out soon. Sorry, Brad. This is not a good movie.
Okay, well,
next time around.
Yeah, I really, okay.
And don't put Doug Walker.